Welcome to today's edition of Crypto Corner at InvestorIdeas.com. News on what's driving the cryptocurrency market. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to the latest episode of the Crypto Corner podcast. For news today, Bitfarms has posted its July results. WonderFi has announced a corporate update, and Neptune Digital has shared financial updates. Just before we get into the show today, though, a quick reminder for you that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, and loads more, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, to start off with, Bitfarms Limited, which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker BITF, has posted its Bitcoin production and mining operations update for July 2023. Highlights from last month include the mining of 378 Bitcoins, the sale of 333 Bitcoins, and an operating hash rate of 5.3 exahash per second at the month's end. Jeff Morphy, the company's CEO, explains, quote, "We follow a disciplined and accretive growth strategy of securing low-cost power and investing capital wisely in highly efficient operations with compelling projected returns. To this end, in July, we initiated an expansion plan to nearly double our hydropower capacity to 350 megawatts by acquiring 150 megawatts of underutilized hydropower in Paraguay. As an industry veteran of over 5 years, with operations in four countries, Bitfarms has a proven track record of expeditiously establishing operations in new jurisdictions. Through expansion in Paraguay, the company seeks to leverage its industry knowledge and economies of scale to drive greater production efficiency. We plan to commence construction on the first 50-megawatt facility here in Q3 2023. End quote. Next up, WonderFi Technologies, Inc., trading on the TSX under the ticker WNDR, has announced a corporate update following the completion of its acquisition of CoinSquare Limited and CoinSmart Financial, Inc. That was on July 7th. Highlights include cash and cash equivalents totaling more than $35 million across WonderFi and its wholly owned subsidiaries as of July 7th, and over 15,000 registrations in the last 30 days across those WonderFi platforms. Dean Skirka, the president and CEO of WonderFi, said, quote, "Following our acquisition of CoinSquare and CoinSmart, we are pleased with the initial progress toward realizing synergies and identifying a clear strategic roadmap to achieve profitability in the near term. As one of the largest regulated digital asset ecosystems in Canada, we are continuing to find ways to improve our product offerings, including our trading platforms and crypto payment solutions." End quote. Lastly for today, Neptune Digital Assets Corp., which trades on the TSXV as NDA, has released its May 31st, 2023 quarterly condensed consolidated interim financial statements and management discussion and analysis for the 9 months ended May 31st this year. Highlights include $38.5 million in assets and zero debt as of May 31st, as well as total revenues and other income of $2.9 million through Bitcoin mining, staking, DeFi, and other income-generating activities during the nine-month period. CEO Cale Moody comments, quote, "Neptune believes we are now emerging from a bear market and as such has started to position monetary assets to gain additional exposure in the projected recovery over the coming years. That said, we have taken measures to protect against substantial pullbacks or black swan type events while our crypto and monetary holdings continue to generate revenues through various avenues, including delegation, staking, nodes, high interest term deposits, and option trade premiums. Costs remain low and capital needs are covered for many years to come. This quarter was fairly flat due to downside swing of the Canadian dollar and a muted rally over the last quarter. That said, we continue to grow our balance sheet and acquire what we deem to be potentially high-value assets in the medium term. End quote. That does it for today's Crypto Corner. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact investorideas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. This podcast is not an endorsement to buy products, services, or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss in investment. To hear more investorideas.com podcasts, please visit investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Apptech Payments Corp. Apptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences. For more information, visit apptechcorp.com. Apptech trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol APCX.